you play Indy in Pittsburgh, it would seem Oakland's not quite on their level.
I don't believe that. I never have. You know that. I keep telling people, I don't. It's the Raiders. It's an AFC West game. They have the finest skill now. Yeah, you got Moss, Porter's back playing. Okay, you've got their tight ends are skilled. The running backs, both of them have had good years. Last week, the running back averaged 9 yards a carry. Okay, so they've always been capable of running the ball. And what I told you before is still true. They're coming. You see them coming. I mean, they beat Pittsburgh. They're playing hard on defense and turning the ball over, and they're tough now. And the thing is skill. Now, they're really skilled.
How about with your injuries now? You mixing and matching?
Well, that's why we have players. I mean, you don't know about that. That's in Greek's hands and the good Lord's hands, and that's why guys are here. You know, so guys have to step up. They stepped up and fought in the game. I don't see what's any different right now. I mean, that's the name of the game. I mean, if you're going to go through this season, you're going to have that happen some. So you guys got to step up, and, boy, they fought their guts out. I mean, that's what it was over at Pittsburgh, just a pure fight. Nothing else. They just fight it out.
Larry, you see something like Brady did the other night. I mean, you've been in this game a long time on different levels. Does that shock you when you see something like that? Or what's your reaction to a guy, you know, kicking another player like that?
Well, it's not in the game. You know, it's not part of this deal for whoever. You know, it's not – football's not that way. Guys play hard. But it's a gentleman's game, really is. You know, it's fierce and violent, but you got to respect your opponent. And your opponent has to respect you. And I don't think that that's part of the game. I don't think that anybody has a right under any circumstance on any team. Because what you do is you don't respect the game. You got to respect the game. I mean, there's been a whole lot of great players play this game, and what these guys are doing is building on what those guys did. And yet that's disrespectful to the game, let alone everybody else in this league. So that's my opinion.
Archie was saying before that he thought the respect level between players has dropped over the past few years, you know, since his time. You've been in this a long time. What do you think about that? Do you think the respect for guys, you know, each other has dropped?
I hope not, because it's a great game. You know, I see a lot of guys play awful hard and never disrespect each other. There's normal chatter and there are personalities. But as far as disrespectful, I don't see that much. I mean, you see high-class men in this game. Yeah. They're high-class and they're tough and they play hard. But as far as disrespect in the game, I don't think that happens very often. And Coach Shell's a whole lot smarter than I am and played a whole lot longer than I did. Right. So I respect his opinion.
How much, you know, you guys gave up a lot of yards at Pittsburgh. How much of that was the injuries?
A lot of it was tackling. Yeah. And the other part was skill on their part. You know, they have good guys too. And they made a couple plays. And the quarterback was moving around in the pocket. I mean, he did a nice job of moving around. But we missed tackles. And they hurt us big time with screen passes. So we got to work on those things. But tackling. I think we can attribute somewhere in the neighborhood to 150 yards to missed tackles or yards after tackle.
As great as you guys started out, now struggling the last 2 weeks, what's the real Bronco defense, or is it somewhere in between?
I think our defense is what it was out there. I mean, our defense is fighters. They fight, and I don't really think there's a lot of – we are 8 games in, and you got to keep growing. Everybody else grows. What I think it is after 8 games, everybody's looked at you, you know, and now you got to realize they've looked at you, and you got to realize that, hey, we've got to step our game up, because the same way it was won't be enough, if you know what I'm talking about. You got to get better. If you don't get better, then they're going to get you. But I think we were fierce. I mean, that's the proudest I've ever been of a group of guys just fight. I mean, they fought. I mean, and that's – you can't ask any more than that. Now, the other stuff, we got to coach and correct. I mean, that's what we have to do. But for effort, I saw great effort. I mean, intense effort. And I saw us turn the ball over, which is critical to winning and losing. But you have to grow. If you don't grow, it becomes second time around, if you know what I'm talking about. Second time around, and you better be ready because they know. So.
At the same time, Larry, you talk about, I mean, you hear the term struggling, but you guys did force 6 turnovers, which is unheard of.
Yeah, we were fortunate, but we fought for them. And those were plays we made. I don't think they were accidents. I think our guys made plays. They knocked the ball out. They hustled. I mean, the play on the goal line between Lynch and Al Wilson – that's a great play. That's just heart. I mean, that's just going after it, denying the guy. And that was a good man they denied. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. So I have great respect for what they did. And then, you gotta have great respect for our players, where they play. And we got to grow now. We got to get better. Because we're playing against a team that can, they can play now. I'm telling you they can play. And I'm telling you the coach is a great coach, and you see it week after week after week. Okay, they keep improving, improving, improving. And that's the truth. So this is a tough game. We're going to be ready to go now.
Is Mike any different right away?
Well, I think we all are. This is a Raiders plus it's a West game. You know, it's a big game. But it's a great rivalry.
That doesn't sound like you're too concerned about what's happened the last couple of weeks. It seems like the effort's still going on. Yeah. Are you concerned of what's happened? All the yards have given up the last couple of weeks?
You know, you have to be concerned, you know. Right. But, again, it comes back to improving our execution. And the speed level of the game has been very high. Yeah. I mean, they threw 54 passes. I don't know how many of the Colts. I can't remember. It was a lot.
38 or something.
Yeah. So, you know, they're both good quarterbacks, and they both delivered the ball, and they're both capable. So give them respect, and then there's a lot of things we got to fix, too. Number one is tackling.
Yeah. You have to adjust some things up front in your rotation now, given the injuries?
Well, you always have to, you know. You got to, another guy has to roll in. I mean, if you don't have one, you have to roll another guy in. So, but I think that's fairly commonplace, you know, that we have to do that. So, but all that's still conjecture, you know. I don't know what the situation is. I'm not the doctor. You know, we'll practice who's there and play who's available. You
know? Looking at the tape, how did guys that filled into like Green?
Well, they play hard and fast. Yeah. Yeah, they did good. Played fast and played hard.
Coach, how's Nate Webster been doing? He's, you know, been inactive so long. We haven't seen him since.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, good. So maybe his turn to get a shot at him.
Is he just one of those veterans you can just, you know, you can stick in? And
well,
you know,
we've got, we have some depth there with Lou Green. Did a nice job in the game. And he's a veteran here. Lou Green's been here a while. And then Nate has played good in practice. So it's now time, you know, for us to look at those situations and options. And yet, there's Ian may very well be ready to go. So we have to prepare for all options, you know. So.
What do you do to work on the tackling? Is it just
Right
going
now,
back to in practice?
Or I think it's mental, and I think it's bringing your feet with contact. And I think right now we're grabbing a little bit, you know, instead of accelerating through the contact. And then I think that's a major area, it's acceleration on contact. You bring your feet and your hands and don't reach. I think we're reaching. I also think the guys we're missing are pretty good, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, they're pretty evasive guys. So, but if you're going to win, you got to tackle. I mean, there is no correction for a missed tackle. You can't correct it. I mean, it's like you're playing then with 10 guys, if you know what I mean. You know, you can't correct that. So. We got to work hard, and our guys are conscientious, and they're tough, so we'll work at it.
You like Dominique's
safety? Huh? We had all kind of combinations out there. Yeah. Showed his flexibility. Yeah.